here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 12th of July, 2014. It's the birthday of the poet Pablo Neruda, born in Parral, Chile in 1904. He was born Neftali Ricardo Reyes Basualto, but because his father did not approve of his writing poetry, he published his first book, Crepuscolario, under the pen name Pablo Neruda. It's the birthday of Henry David Thoreau, born Concord, Massachusetts, 1817, went to Harvard, didn't like it very much, went to work as a schoolteacher, did not like that. He went to work in his father's pencil factory, came up with a better way to bind graphite and clay, and then he found his calling in 1844 when his friend Ralph Waldo Emerson bought land on the shore of Walden Pond, and Thoreau decided to build a cabin there. It was only 2 miles from the village. He had plenty of visitors, lived there only 2 years, but he got a good book out of it. Walden, Life in the Woods, came out in 1854, in which Thoreau wrote, "I learned this, at least by my experiment, that if one advances confidently in the direction of his dreams and endeavors to live the life which he has imagined, he will meet with a success unexpected in common hours." And it's the birthday of Julius Caesar, born in Rome around 100 BC, a great military leader who captured for the Roman Empire most of what became France and Great Britain. And he wrote about his triumphs on the battlefield, and his writing turned him into a national hero. He came back to Rome. The Roman Senate was very leery of Caesar, told him to lay down his military command. But he did not. He crossed the Rubicon River with his army, challenging the authority of the Senate. There was a civil war, which was won by Caesar, though he was outnumbered. He was merciful to his opponents. He wanted them to become his allies, and that may have been his biggest mistake, because it was a group of those men he spared who began to conspire against him and who killed him. He was an absolute dictator of Rome, and the Roman Republic that the Senate represented never returned. Rome was ruled by a series of emperors for the rest of its existence. Here's a poem for today by Paul Hastovsky, "The Affair in the Office." It belonged to all of us in a way, because we all shared in the surprise that it existed at all, and also privately in the thrill of the two lovers, none more surprised than they, who'd worked together in the same sad office with all of us for all these years, and both of them married, and both unhappily. It was a sad office, like so many sad offices, full of the inexorable sadness of cubicles and computers and empty of love. Or so we thought, for no one saw it growing. It must have gotten in through a high bit of laughter in the lunchroom, then a glancing away and a looking back again, the way it sometimes does. And when it got out in whispers around the water cooler, we all drank from it. We drank it in, and in this way it refreshed us and amazed us and belonged to us, because we all took it home, took it with us in the car or on the train, sat with it in rush hour, shaking our heads as though we were listening to music, and in a way we were listening to music, shaking our heads and smiling, looking out the window, fingers drumming. The Affair in the Office by Paul Hastovsky, from his selected poems, published by Future Cycle Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.